Well, as we come to a special time in the service, as we read the Old Testament lesson this morning, and it comes from Psalm 126. It's a short psalm, but it's a very important psalm. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. When the Lord restored his exiles to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. We were filled with laughter, and we sang for joy. And the other nations said, "What amazing things the Lord has done for them." Yes, the Lord has done amazing things for us. What joy! Restore our fortunes, Lord, as streams renewed the desert. Those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. You know, the Bible does not promise that we as Christians won't suffer. In fact, Scripture gives us much evidence that we can expect to suffer, given the evil that is in this world and all around us, and the sin that's even in us. But what God does promise in these and many other hope-filled passages, not only in the Psalms, but the whole Bible is filled with hope and joy and stories that relate to us. And God promises to redeem our suffering into His glory. So, what grief that we're currently suffering? Well, you can entrust them to God, to be confident that He will use them to bring new growth into your life. I always like to reflect on Romans, where it says that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord thy God and are called according to His will and purpose. And I look back on my life, and I see some things in my life that were challenges. And I thought, oh, goodness, And now, as time has had a chance to settle, that particular part of my life did work out for good. So there's hope. Hope in the Lord. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for listening online. We love you.